At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Right now, I'm talking with Aaron Weaver, one of the brothers of Wolves in the Throne Room, the Weaver Brothers, man. They are an Olympia-based black metal project. I mean, their sound goes far beyond the realms of what you would traditionally call black metal. But for the sake of, you know, just brevity, I'll just say black metal-ish band, Wolves in the Throne Room. They've been around for a long time now. They have a new album called Primordial Arcana coming out August 20th. And you can check out their video, Mountain Magic, out now. It's awesome song. So first off, Aaron, how are you doing today, man?
I'm really good. Yeah, it's, as you know, a beautiful day here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
And I actually just got back from the mountains. I was at a wild pagan wedding up in the eastern slope of the North Cascades, up in Twisp, on top of a mountain, with a bunch of wild characters dressed up in coyote skins and drinking out of horns. It was a beautiful and sacred time. And now we're back in Olympia. I'm in my studio here and stoked to be on Metal Shop, because this is a show I've been listening to since I was a wee lad.
That's awesome, man. So tell me about, like, what was your first memories of that? Was it with, like, Kathy Faulkner, or was it with Adam Gerke? Do you remember the bands you heard? Was it Pantera, Slayer?
Oh yeah. I mean, like, you know, this would have been in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, middle school kind of thing. Metallica,
yep.
Megadeth, Slayer. And so, you know, this is a pretty murky going way back in time, but I think some death metal too, some pretty extreme stuff.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. Because yeah, you know, you get turned on to Metallica and Megadeth, this kind of stuff. But, very quickly we graduated to death metal, Morbid Angel, Deicide. I remember the, Death is Just the Beginning compilation.
When
we were kids. And that's where we started with metal. And, we've been riding this train ever since, and here we are.
So you said you got into the extreme death metal kind of by way of, you know, Metal Shop and then those compilations. What was your first exposure to, like, the and this was in the 90s, what was your exposure to, like, black metal and that more European kind of style?
I know exactly the moment. I was at the local university, Evergreen State College, because Nathan and I both grew up in Olympia.
Yeah.
And the radio station there, KAOS,
yes,
have a CD sale every summer.
Cool.
And I was flipping through the bins in the metal section, of course, and came across in the Nightside Eclipse. Emperor record.
Wait, they were getting rid of that? Come on,
they were getting rid of it. It was a boner move. I don't know what happened. They must have had some really, really deep head metalhead DJ who moved
right, graduated.
And then whoever, like, they wanted to, like, make more space for Fish and String Cheese Incidents. So they had to clear out the metal section. And was it Nightside Eclipse or was it the previous record? It was the one that has the Norman, just right on the CD, the Norman Conquerors, you know, with the nose piece on the pointed helmets.
I know what you're talking about.
And I remember seeing it and being like, what in the hell is this?
Yeah.
It felt different. It had a different atmosphere to it. And it felt magical in a way that other music did not feel. And it cracked open our minds. And it was a moment in time for sure. I'll never forget.
That's awesome, man. And you guys have been, you know, kind of some of the forerunners of the American, I would say more like kind of, I don't know. I'm not going to even try to explain, but there's like sort of a post black metal-ish scene with bands, you know, like all around the United States and then all over in Europe, bands like Alcest, Agaloc, and of course Wolves in the Throne Room. Is that kind of just something that happened organically with all these bands kind of similar vibes kind of coming up around the same time?
I think, you know, it's really regional. Because of course we came up in the days when the internet was just a twinkle in somebody's eye.
Yeah.
And so for us, it was all about our local community and our local scene.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, going back to those early days, we were, you know, punks, like yep. pretty crusty punks into metal, you know,
yeah.
that way of being. And there was just a bunch of us in those days who were wanting more. We were wanting something that felt more powerful, felt more magical, felt more spiritual, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard the second wave black metal coming out of Europe and especially out of Norway and realized, oh, this is music that is coming up out of the earth.
Yep.
For them, for those Norwegian forebears, this was music that was coming out of the mountains, coming out of the fjords,
yeah.
coming out of the forests, coming out of their mythology. And me and Nathan and some of our peers realized we could do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to dress up like Vikings and sing about Frey and Odin and Thor. We're going to connect with our own mythology,
yeah.
our own history, our own ancestors, and our own landscape, specifically the mountains that we live in between,
mm-hmm.
The Olympics and the Cascades, which are full of spirits and are full of magic. It's just a matter of opening our ears to hear. And that's our inspiration. It feels really beautiful because it's a lifelong path. It's not something yeah. that we'll get over or grow out of. It's life. It's our life. And it's beautiful.
So that kind of goes into my next question and you kind of answered it already, but I feel free to expand on this. And, I was going to ask how the Northwest and Cascadia and this whole area has influenced you guys as musicians.
Oh, so much, man. And this goes back to not even just metal, but like grunge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you listen to Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains,
mm-hmm.
probably my favorite grunge band, Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
It's got a feeling to it. It's got this rainy, dark feeling to it. And it's just inspired by the landscape. It's inspired by the way of life. Always being wet, always trying to stay warm. Yep. Everything is decomposing around you, threatening to crumble back into the earth. It's this feeling. But there's also a lot of life and vitality there because there's so much fresh water. The air in the mountains is so pure and fills us with so much life and strength. So here in the Northwest, there's both. There's this sense of decomposition and darkness and decay, and also the radiant light that you get in the summertime, or the purity of the moon on top of a mountain. And it inspires all different kinds of music, but especially metal music, because metal opens up to the mythic and to the magical and to the world of spirits.
Yeah.
And we do it in our own unique way, the Cascadian way, the Northwest way.
Yeah. So you, obviously, you know, I'm assuming do a lot of camping and whatnot. And that's kind of just a simple way of putting it, but I'm sure you're very, very in tune with the earth out there and whatnot. But I've heard for a long time now, and I don't know if this is true, that you guys have like quite a bit of land out there for your band to practice. And are you guys organic farmers, or is that just like a rumor?
That's kind of true. That's okay. Kind of true. Like, I live on a farm, kind of on the outskirts of town, kind of more in, you know, the rolling countryside.
Sure.
That's where I live with my family. But Nathan lives more in the woods.
Okay.
Right up against a really beautiful cedar forest. And that's where our recording studio is. And this album, Primordial Arcana, is the first record that we recorded entirely at home.
That's awesome.
And I'm super proud of what we've done here. It's a beautiful recording studio,
mm-hmm.
and it has every piece of equipment that we need to create the sound that we want to make.
Yeah.
And it's right up against the forest. So when we need some inspiration or some fresh air, or are exhausted from doing take after take or trying to get the mix right, I can step outside and there's ancient cedar trees and my most beautiful stream that I've been playing in literally since I was a kid, because these are the same woods that I grew up in.
Yeah.
And just walk a bit farther down the path and we're right in the Salish Sea in the green, murky salt water, on a beautiful gravel beach. So yeah, having this space and this temple that we record in is so important to our music, because the inspiration is right there and we have the time to get things right.
Mm.
And so that's something that I feel really proud of on the new record, is that every sound was very intentionally placed there, and was labored over and polished to make mm-hmm. it just exactly the way we want it to sound.
It's cool. It's, you know, now that I'm talking to you about this, it draws, I'm drawing this like total, not parallel, but distinct difference between, so I spoke with this band Imperial Triumphant, and they are a metropolitan based black metal band. They are, all their music is about the city and city life and the chaos of the city. And you guys are the complete stark opposite. It's awesome to hear, like, cause I'm like, okay, so all their music is influenced by the city and Brooklyn and New York City. You guys are influenced by nature and the beauty of wilderness. And that must be so awesome to like be writing music. And especially during this chaotic year, to be out there and to have so much inspiration, within, you know, walking distance.
Oh, it's like, I mean, it's a blessing. I mean, it's like the greatest gift to like yeah. live this life, to be able to be an artist and a musician. I mean, it's a dream come true. And yeah, I mean, I honor the trees and the mountains and the forest, but yeah. also a huge part of it is the fans
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we have an audience of people who care about our music and listen to us. That's something that I think about every morning when I wake up, is just, yeah, man, hail to the fans, like gratitude for this community of metal and of musicians and people who love music and vibrate on this frequency and connect to it with their hearts.
Yes.
In this family. And it's a worldwide family. That's the cool thing about metal, is that, you know, it comes and goes and different genres come and mm-hmm. go, but metal is really eternal, in a way that I think other types of music are not.
Yes.
And, it's so awesome to be on it for life and, to continue to grow and develop within the scene, within the metal spirit.
Absolutely, man. So, I am curious about the album. I kind of want to be surprised by it, but I have to do my journalistic duties here and I have to ask about the album. So we've already heard one single from it. It's called Mountain Magic. Killer video, I'm assuming, filmed probably right out in that forest we were just talking about.
A little bit behind the studio, but mostly up in the Olympics.
Awesome.
And on the eastern slope of the Olympics, kind of upper Big Quill scene area.
So what can you tell us about the new album, man?
Well, gosh, so much, man. It was, you know, we spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
Our previous records have been mostly done in other studios.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of work at Avast in Seattle.
Oh, I live right by there. Yep.
Yeah. And Litho, mm-hmm. Stone Gossard's place, which is a cool spot.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of stuff at, do you know Randall Dunn? Have you come across
mm-hmm.
him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's, you know, not a Seattleite anymore, but, big, important and beautiful person in the Seattle scene for many years. Did a ton of stuff at his studio, Aleph in West Seattle.
Cool.
Which is where I learned so much about recording and music
mm-hmm.
and where we, honed our sound. So this is the first time we've done it all by ourselves. Me producing and mixing fully from soup to nuts right here in Owl Lodge. And I love it, man. I love the way it sounds. I feel super yeah. proud of it. And I know that people are going to be stoked, because it's, you know, just the purest transmission from our hearts and minds.
So now that you have this in-home studio that you can create your own stuff, are you going to be taking bands in to record their stuff, or is this going to be solely a Wolves in the Throne Room and your other projects or whatever, like a personal thing?
Exactly. We've had a few friends come in and use the studio, but, it's set up just for us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have like, you know, the preamps that are just for Nathan's guitar and the preamp that's just for Cody's guitar.
Yeah.
And the channels that are set up for the drums. It's tailor made. I made the desk out of wood from cedar trees that we cut down in the back. The same objects that you see on the cover of the record are on our altars here in the studio.
Yeah.
So it's like our temple, you know, it's like that's our awesome meditation place. I bet it's the best. It's a treat.
Hey man, you can't be having someone come in there and screw up the vibe, you know, someone come
gotta keep the scene clean. Yeah. We don't want like, people tracking mud in here. You know what I'm saying?
Totally, dude. So you said that you guys worked hard and you worked a lot on this album. Did you guys record it during the COVID-19 pandemic that I guess technically we're still in, but kind of coming out of it? Did you guys record this during that or was it beforehand?
It was mostly done. Before we had the tracking all done. Uh-huh. And then, and this would have been, January, right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And we went on tour. We did a tour in Europe supporting Amorphis and a Demo Brigier, which nice. Was really fun.
Yeah.
And, we flew home, let's say in beginning of February, and I got real sick on the plane. I Uh-oh. Started to feel really, really bad. Could have been COVID. I don't know. Yeah. And so basically the whole COVID time was spent in the studio because the record was done, but we were like, man, we've got this time. Let's go deeper with it. I'm sure you know the story of like Guns N' Roses and Chinese Democracy.
Oh yeah.
You know, what happens when, you know, you're all of a sudden on your own with infinite time.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that's exactly the opposite of what happened to us. We are, I think, extremely disciplined in knowing like when it's good.
Okay.
And it's because, when it feels right,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me as the mix engineer and kind of most like kind of the producer, I'm the one sitting in the producer's chair,
mm-hmm.
Turning the knobs. For me, it's a color. The music is right. It's done when it turns a certain color. And for me, I don't know if you've been out in the woods recently, but if you come across a old growth cedar stump that's decomposed and maybe it's been decomposed for 100 years or so, you know how it turns this like deep, dark red color?
Oh, yeah.
It's not quite wood. It's not quite earth yet. It's something in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's this rust color. And in my mind, everything is, it's right when it turns that color. And at that point, I'm like, it's done. You know, yeah, we could do it in 20 takes. We can mess around with this snare tone for another 50 years. No, it's good. And we're good at that. You know, we're a band that some bands can produce themselves, other bands can't. And we're a band that can.
Nice. That's perfect. Then you guys have the in, it's like you're all, everything is built up to this point where now it's in-house and you can just be in charge of everything, which is awesome. Yeah,
it's good. I've had good teachers and I've paid attention along the way.
And, you know, you were talking about coming from punk and hardcore, like kind of crusty stuff. That's so punk, you know, is having it all there and very DIY, which is awesome.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. We like that approach. Like we built the studio, like hammers and stuff, like physically doing it. And we made that video by ourselves, just bought the cameras, figured out how to do it and, tapped into the right spiritual vibration and just made the video. It's just how we like to work. It makes sense to us to have things be purely from our hearts and minds.
That's like the dream for a record label too. Just, hey, what's the budget? Okay. They're going to do it all themselves. All right, cool. They handle it.
Yeah, they do. They do. I will say that, this is the first time we've worked with Relapse. And it's been great, man. The Relapse team has just been just killing it. Just with the vinyl colors and just all the support they've given us, it's really allowed us to focus on just the creative side and not worry about the, boring logistics of getting records pressed.
Yeah. That's gotta be so much of just like stress out of the way. Just you focus on the art and they can handle the business schmizness.
Exactly. Yeah. Thrice Woven, the previous record, I put that out.
Mm-hmm.
It nearly killed me. It was really good to learn about that side of the music business.
Yeah.
But man, pressing vinyl is stressful because you've got to plan it like a year out. And the tour is planned. None of the dates can move, and everything has to be done at a certain time. And it was a thing I would not do again.
But that's part of doing it yourself, right? You do it yourself, and then you learn what you like and don't like, and then you can give that to other people to do.
I learned I'd rather play drums and make music videos and leave the stressful emails to someone else.
So I'm curious, you guys, you just mentioned, you guys did a tour with Amorphis and Demu. You guys are huge overseas as well. And there's like such a huge metal scene over in Europe and over in the world, truly a global scene of rabid metalheads. Now that the world's starting to open up again, and I'm assuming you're going to be doing some touring all over the world, what is one place that because you guys are a Northwest band and you guys are always centered here. Is there another place that connects to you like the Northwest does?
Yeah, definitely. A few spots. Jeez, let me think about it. If I could think of one, I think the one spot we've played that I love the most, it's this venue called Neudig Alm. Mm. It's outside of Salzburg in Austria.
Okay.
And we have a friend there named Barth. He used to be in Belphegor. You know, the band.
Oh, Belphegor. Yeah. So hell yeah.
He was too wild for Belphegor. They threw him out.
How does that happen?
Because he was too extreme.
This guy sounds like a maniac.
He's a maniac. He's a literal Viking maniac. And he has a family piece of land. I guess the old farm going way back to, I don't know, hundreds of years ago. And it's on top of a mountain, like on top of one of the Alps, way up there. And he has built the most amazing venue/temple. Imagine a lodge that he's made out of hand hewn and carved timbers. Imagine a basically Stonehenge size stones in this huge circle with a fire pit. On the summer solstice, he builds these log pyres, like for a bonfire, literally 100 feet tall, of notched spiraling logs, like a double helix. People can look it up. Just type in Neudig Alm or type in Funkenflug Society, which is the name of their cult.
Yeah.
They have like a cult that they have going on up there. And our first experience there was, God, like 12 years ago, our first show in Austria on our first tour. He did the show for us in a cave in the middle of Salzburg, which is riddled with caves going back to salt mining to Roman times. And we met Barth there and fell in love and connected over metal and psychedelics and spirituality and wild power. And we've been friends ever since. So I look forward to going back to play at his summer solstice festival.
That sounds incredible.
It is incredible. It's wild. It's hard to believe that it's real in this human plane, but it happens.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever get the chance, that sounds amazing, but I feel like I might be a bit of an outsider there. So I don't know. Maybe if there's ever another metal show going on and I'm over in there, but either way, I can look it up and live through that.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be very welcomed. Another good spot, Fire on the Mountains Festival.
I've heard a lot about this.
We played that last year. That's the other spot. Amazing festival, amazing people, and amazing, like, I don't want to say brotherhood because it's, half women as well.
Yeah.
But the brotherhood of like metal and community and spirituality and feasting and celebrating together through heavy music. Man, that festival has got something special going on.
Well, it's a special time. And speaking of like the word special, just, it's going to be a special time here as the fall comes and the end of summer and shows come back. And it's just going to be such a rejoicing. That's a new word I made up. Such so much energy. And we're just going to rejoice in the return of live music. And the new album coming out August 20th, again, it's called Primordial Arcana, and you can pre-order it now through Relapse Records and through Wolves in the Throne Room's Bandcamp. Before we go, I have one final question, and this is a bit offbeat, but we do ask everyone we speak to, and it's a bit of an odd one. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us a bit of a story of how you got that scar, Aaron.
I've got some good ones.
Cool.
Let's see, I'm looking right now. I have on my right knee, I have two large scars. The first one was right before my wedding, about, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was planning this enormous festival out on the piece of land we lived on. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a wild spiritual event. And I was carving these tent poles, and I just bought this Gransfors Brooks timber framing axe, which was literally, you can shave with it, just the sharpest thing you could imagine. I right before the wedding, I stuck that thing into my knee.
Oh.
And like when it happened, I was like, oh, shit. And I was wearing a pair of Carhartts and I peeled apart the two layers and like I could see the bone and the femur was just totally just flayed open. And I was like, God damn it.
There goes my leg.
The hospital had to get surgery. And so I have this massive scar that reminds me of that. And then right next to it, just like maybe a month ago, I was splitting firewood, exact same axe. I put the same axe into the same spot, but it wasn't nearly as bad. This, like I didn't have to go to the hospital that time. Dude. My son helped me close it up with butterfly sutures.
That axe has a thing out for you, dude.
I should get rid of that thing. Or just be more careful with it. So there weird scar. I got two scars on my knee from the same axe.
Damn. Well, I hope you more luck with that axe. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you, dude. I've always wanted to talk with you guys and just kind of waited for the moment to approach. And I'm glad that, you know, we could do it to promote the album again, Primordial Arcana coming out August 20th. You can watch a video for Mountain Magic coming out now or available right now. Is there anything you'd like to say to the Northwest Metal Shop audience?
Just hails to KISW and to Metal Shop and to the Pacific Northwest, man. It's our home and we love it. And we love you.
Dude, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you chatting, man. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, it was fun. Let's be in touch.
Absolutely, man. Take it easy, dude.
All right. Peace. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.